From the heart of forgotten America, where truth still matters and accountability counts for something, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. And here are three big things you need to know for today, August 1st, 2019. Number three, for the first time in a decade, the Federal Reserve dropped interest rates by a quarter point. And it was not something that impressed Wall Street, that's for sure. In fact, it triggered some blowback on the street. Numbers went down for the day. Number two, the United States has obtained intelligence that the son of Osama bin Laden and the heir to his power in the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda is dead. But when asked, President Trump said, I don't want to talk about that. And number one, it wasn't exactly Foreman Frazier 2, but it was a chance for Bill de Blasio to blather on about being bold and Kamala Harris to lash out as often as possible and Joe Biden to defend himself while everybody else tried to take a shot at the front runners. That's what happened in Detroit at the Fox Theater, night number two for the CNN debate. Now, the next set of debates are in September. The criteria changed. It's tougher to get in. You have to have 120,000 individual donors above a certain amount, $20 or whatever it is. You have to have polling above 2% in several recent polls. I think five polls would get you there. Here's what I know today. Looking at those numbers and the criteria heading into September, only seven candidates have made the cut for the September debate. And honestly, a couple of those shouldn't be there. But of course, ego drives this thing. So, those that have met both criteria, that is having enough donors and high enough poll numbers, that puts in Bernie, Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris. So those four are in easily. Also on stage with them in September will be Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He'll be in. He's met the criteria. Believe it or not, Cory Booker has met the criteria. And yes, Beto O'Rourke will be there for comic relief. I mean, he is such a lightweight, isn't he? I mean, this guy, the idea, I was born to do this. To do what? Look like an idiot? Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, he was born to do this. It's his time. To do what? Drive us all bananas? Anyhow, so Beto's in. So those are the seven. Also pending on the chart, Klobuchar, Amy Klobuchar has enough polling to get her in, but doesn't have enough donors. So it's not clear if Amy Klobuchar will make the cut. Julian Castro has met the donor criterion, but his polling is terrible. Same with Andrew Yang. His polling is terrible. So those two not likely to make it. Klobuchar, maybe, maybe not. She really doesn't need to be there. Beto doesn't need to be there. Booker doesn't need to be there. But, you know, it's nice to have Corey around, you know, just to wind everybody up. And, hey, maybe he wins this thing. You know, you play the game for a reason, right? Maybe Cory Booker is the next president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is. All right. So last night, all eyes were on Joe Biden. No question. All eyes were on Joe Biden. He's the front runner. And I'm sorry, but it's pretty obvious that Joe Biden isn't as quick on his feet as he once was. Joe Biden has lost a step along the way. There's no two ways about it. And that's not to be insulting to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is, what, 76 years old? Is that what it is? He would be 78 years old by the time he takes office. And you have to wonder, is he really up to the job? Watching him on stage, in all fairness, you have to ask yourself, is he up for the job? Now, I asked a couple of Democrat friends of mine yesterday, would you vote for Joe Biden? Yeah, I'd support him. No enthusiasm, of course. And they said, well, it'd be better than what we have. On what metric? Well, Donald Trump's a racist. So Donald Trump's a racist, therefore we should vote for somebody who is doesn't have the mental capacity. I don't agree with the fact that Donald Trump's a racist, by the way. I don't agree with that point of view. But if you subscribe to that point of view, here are your options. You can go with Joe Biden, who's clearly lost a step. You can go with Elizabeth Warren, who wants to take us so far to the left it'll look like the socialist states of America, pushing things like Medicare for all and eliminating all private health care insurance with no explanation of how much taxes will go up in the middle class. She refuses to answer the question time and again. She won't answer it. But, you know, of course, if you raise taxes to pay for health care and then, of course, you bring in illegal aliens, man, they're going to flock to the border. The idea that somehow you decrease the amount of walls and barriers at the border, tell everyone, hey, we're going to decriminalize you coming across the border, and then if you get here, you can have access to Social Security, to free health care, to food stamps, to housing. They are all human rights, by the way. So says Bernie Sanders, another possibility to become the standard bearer for the Democrat Party, even though he is, by his own admission, not a Democrat at all, but a Democratic socialist. Bernie Sanders would also take us far left to a place that the United States should never be. It really is whether or not America is going to be a socialist country or not. That's the question before us. But Democrats would have you this false question, which is, it's either Donald Trump the racist or socialism. I mean, that's your choice, potentially. And that's why they keep coming back to Donald Trump's a racist. They have nothing else. How many times did we discuss Russia and Bob Mueller during the debates? Two nights of debates, 20 candidates. The biggest thing that these Democrats have talked about for 2.5 years, people like Cory Booker and others talking about how this president has committed treason, he has colluded with the Russians, he has impacted the election, all of these things. It doesn't come up one time. I guess Don Lemon forgot to ask about that. Jake Tapper forgot to ask about that. Dana Bash must have slipped her mind there at CNN. They had no conversation whatsoever about Bob Mueller or impeachment or any of it. Of course, they focused a bit on Elijah Cummings. And by the way, I've got some interesting comments from Elijah Cummings we're going to share here this hour. It's important for you to hear. We've got Shadrach Straley coming up on the program, then Lara Trump. And then after that, some interesting comments have surfaced from Elijah Cummings from 1999. When he said Baltimore was a drug-infested mess. Oh, infested, because infested is now a racial slur, apparently. If you're rat-infested, this is how bad it's gotten. If you insult rats and rodents, you're a racist. If you point out the fact that some of these inner cities of America have been overrun with garbage and failed policies, and therefore you have rodents and problems that have to be dealt with to create disease and other issues and homelessness, and you have all these things going on, if you declare that to be true because you could see it with your own two eyes, you are a racist. Well, that's a predominantly black district. Okay. Does that mean the rats that are running in the streets don't really exist? Does that mean the homelessness we see in mass under overpasses and in tent cities doesn't really exist? You're not allowed to criticize and call a spade because you see it, you're looking at it. That's not legal. That's racist to call it for what it is. Come on. We're smarter than that. We're better than that. If you see a problem and you identify it, it's not racism. It's the truth. Some people have a hard time with that. It's 14 after on the 1st of August. Good to have you here. Shad Straley from Great Lakes News joining us to talk about the debate after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.